Okay, here's a story about Jenny. Jenny is a nurse anesthetist and she's married for 17 years and had a son who was 12. And her husband at one point in time was a plumber, but had started drinking and then later had started gambling. And she decided it's time to get a divorce. Like she couldn't put up with any more. She was done. She made about $175,000 a year. So when Jenny first called me, her big concern was alimony, number one. Number two, her retirement, her 401k. Because at this point, she had been killing herself, working crazy hours as a nurse anesthetist to cover all of the bills for a pretty long period of time. And he was basically, in his mind, a stay-at-home dad. In her mind, he was basically a stay-at-home nothing. He just wasn't doing anything. And she was super concerned about whether he was going to be able to get her 401k and if she was going to have to pay alimony. And the conversation that I had with her was, yes, he's going to get a part of your 401k. And yes, he's probably going to get alimony. And you need to know that that number is going to get bigger and grow more every single month, every single year that you stay with this guy moving forward. And by the way, a lot of that debt he racked up, you're going to be on the hook for that too. So while times are tough, it's not going to be a fun situation. It is never going to be better than it is today. And every single month you stay, it's going to get worse. So if you're done, cut your losses, understand that it's a loss, move on smarter, move on sooner. You've been able to do this before, carrying a huge weight and load with you. You absolutely can do this moving forward by cutting that weight. Let's talk about Mary. Mary is a real estate broker. She's been married for 15 years and has two kids. Her husband used to be a real estate agent, but was in a car accident a few years back and is disabled. And as a result, has also developed some emotional and mental health stuff and has become kind of verbally abusive. And things are not going well in their marriage. So Mary owns her own business. She doesn't have a lot of retirement. Most of her money and assets are tied up in a very expensive, nice house that they have that's not yet paid for, but has a lot of equity in it. About $700,000 of equity in the house, but it's not totally paid off. And also a rental property that has about $300,000 of equity in it and is paid off. And then there are some other accounts, and there's some debt, but not a ton of debt in this situation. And the husband is getting a check every month for disability, and she's working and running her brokerage, but it's growing and she's doing better and better. And their marriage has fallen apart. And now that she's kind of emotionally over that, she's super focused on her business. So her big concern is that she does not want to have to pay him alimony. She wants to be able to grow her business without the risk of having to pay him alimony in the future. And she also really wants to keep her house. What he wants is to keep his house debt-free. So is that a good deal? Should she do that? In my opinion, yes, she should. Because the way that it worked out is if she gives him this house and he walks away from alimony and she keeps the other property and the little bit of money that is still owed on the house they've been living in, she agrees to pay that off and just pay the mortgage on a monthly basis, then that can constitute her alimony. She's done with that. He'll never get it anymore. She can move on and grow her business and do the things that she wants to do without that risk. And she cuts ties with him and moves on. So, again, cheaper to ditch him in this situation because every single mortgage payment she's making, he's getting half the equity. Every single paycheck, he's entitled to half. Cut your losses. Move on with your business. So Sandra had worked at Publix for a very long time and worked her way up into management. And Publix has really great benefits, and she had good stock options and retirement account with a pretty significant amount of money in it. So her big asset really was the retirement account. They also had a house that was worth some amount of money, a couple hundred thousand dollars, and didn't have any debt associated with it. And for her, it was really, really important for her to keep the house because of the location and the kids and a lot of other factors that went into it. That was her big, important thing. And she also didn't really want to have to give up any of her retirement benefits. However, in this particular situation, the guy had come from another country here. She had met him in Jamaica, brought him here. They dated. They got married pretty quickly. And he just never really got a job. And they were married for 13 or 14 years. It wasn't a short-term marriage. And all along the way, he just never got his act together. He was super good looking, as an aside, and he would do like fitness training from time to time and these kinds of things, but never like any money he was making. It was cash. It was under the table. There were no structured businesses. It would have been really hard to prove it. And she was absolutely insistent that this guy is not getting alimony. Like, she is not going to give any of her paycheck to this guy who's working on the side, doing personal training or whatever else that it is he's doing. And she thinks actually making really good money, but it's not on the books. So what is going to happen in this situation is I am going to tell her that it is better for her to give up the retirement benefits because it's long-term. They're not liquid. They don't have cash value associated with them right now. And it would be more important for her to focus on the house and negotiating on the house rather than those retirement benefits. And in this particular situation, it just makes more sense to give him the house and walk away. Because of the number of years and because of the math on and doing the numbers, it would just make more sense. So yes, you love your house and yes, you want to stay. We have to figure out a solution. In this particular case, she decided that she was going to give up the house and move to another house nearby that kept the kid in the same school area. Let's talk about Jenny. Jenny was a nurse, or is a nurse anesthetist, and made pretty good money, about $175,000 a year. At one point in time, her husband was a plumber. They had a 12-year-old son, but over the 3 years before the divorce, she